ინგლისური ენის ტესტის მოსმენის დავალება. მეორე ვარიანტი. ინგლისური ენის ტესტის მოსმენის დავალება. მეორე ვარიანტი.
Task 1. Listening. You are going to listen to 5 texts. For each of them, answer the 2 questions given. Mark the correct answer A, B, or C. You have 20 seconds to look through the questions. You will hear the recording twice. Text 1. I finished school when I was 17. At first, I planned to rest and travel for several months in different countries and to be far away from my family and everyday routine. But soon I realized that I couldn't afford it, as traveling required a lot of money. So I changed my mind and I became a student at one of the universities in London. While I was studying at the university, somebody offered me a job at the theater. I was working on my degree then and was very busy. But I didn't mind doing this job because I had a lot of fun. Since then, I've had many different jobs, but working at the theater was quite different and exceptional for me. After getting a diploma in business administration, I soon got a job as a manager of a big company. I like my job, but I often think of my first job because it reminds me of the time when I was young and happy. If I were 17 now, I would work in the theater again. I finished school when I was 17. At first, I planned to rest and travel for several months in different countries and to be far away from my family and everyday routine. But soon I realized that I couldn't afford it, as traveling required a lot of money. So I changed my mind and I became a student at one of the universities in London. While I was studying at the university, somebody offered me a job at the theater. I was working on my degree then and was very busy, but I didn't mind doing this job because I had a lot of fun. Since then, I've had many different jobs, but working at the theater was quite different and exceptional for me. After getting a diploma in business administration, I soon got a job as a manager of a big company. I like my job, but I often think of my first job because it reminds me of the time when I was young and happy. If I were 17 now, I would work in the theater again. Text 2.
Andrea Bocelli is an opera singer who had great success and is known for his work with Luciano Pavarotti, a well-known Italian opera singer. Andrea Bocelli was born on September 22, 1958, in Italy. He became interested in music at an early age. He was only 6 years old when he began studying piano. Bocelli later learned to play other musical instruments as well. He was often asked to sing at family gatherings and at school. Bocelli became blind at the age of 12 as a result of a football injury. His 1995 album, Bocelli, was successful in Europe, and the song from the 1999 album, Sogno, became an international hit. On Christmas Day, 2013, the world-renowned tenor Andrea Bocelli gave Miami churchgoers an unexpected surprise when he performed at the St. Patrick Catholic Church in Miami Beach. He was attending the Christmas Mass when all of a sudden he was led to the pulpit, and much to everybody's delight, he began to sing. Bocelli sang, "O Come All Ye Faithful," and "Silent Night." Churchgoers were very pleased by the unplanned performance. Andrea Bocelli is an opera singer who had great success and is known for his work with Luciano Pavarotti, a well-known Italian opera singer. Andrea Bocelli was born on September 22, 1958, in Italy. He became interested in music at an early age. He was only 6 years old when he began studying piano. Bocelli later learned to play other musical instruments as well. He was often asked to sing at family gatherings and at school. Bocelli became blind at the age of 12 as a result of a football injury. His 1995 album, Bocelli, was successful in Europe, and the song from the 1999 album, Sogno, became an international hit. On Christmas Day, 2013, the world-renowned tenor Andrea Bocelli gave Miami churchgoers an unexpected surprise when he performed at the St. Patrick Catholic Church in Miami Beach. He was attending the Christmas Mass when all of a sudden he was led to the pulpit, and much to everybody's delight, he began to sing. Bocelli sang, "O Come All Ye Faithful," and "Silent Night." Churchgoers were very pleased by the unplanned performance.
Text 3. The planet Mars, which is also called the Red Planet, is very interesting to scientists because it is the closest and most similar planet to Earth. For example, Mars has seasons with different temperatures. Did life exist on Mars? To find out, scientists need to know if Mars ever had water. In 2004, two robot explorers were sent to Mars to look for signs of water. These robots could drive over rocks and all kinds of rough land. They could also operate cameras and send back photos to Earth. The very first thing these two robots did was that they found chemicals and patterns in the rocks that were probably made by water. Then the robots moved to a different area and found other rocks which may have been created by water. Now scientists think that there was most likely water on Mars long ago. They still don't know if life ever existed on Mars, but the scientists received a lot of information that will help them in the future. The planet Mars, which is also called the Red Planet, is very interesting to scientists because it is the closest and most similar planet to Earth. For example, Mars has seasons with different temperatures. Did life exist on Mars? To find out, scientists need to know if Mars ever had water. In 2004, two robot explorers were sent to Mars to look for signs of water. These robots could drive over rocks and all kinds of rough land. They could also operate cameras and send back photos to Earth. The very first thing these two robots did was that they found chemicals and patterns in the rocks that were probably made by water. Then the robots moved to a different area and found other rocks which may have been created by water. Now scientists think that there was most likely water on Mars long ago. They still don't know if life ever existed on Mars, but the scientists received a lot of information that will help them in the future. Text 4.
In Britain, compulsory school begins at the age of 5. But before that age, pupils can go to a nursery school, also called play school. School is required until the age of 16. In primary school, pupils learn to read and write, as well as the basics of arithmetic. In the higher classes of the middle school, children learn geography, history, religion, and in some schools, a foreign language. Then, young adults go to secondary school. When pupils are 16 years old, they may take an exam in various subjects in order to get a general certificate of secondary education. After that, pupils can either leave school and start working or continue their studies in the same school as before. If they continue when they are 18, they have to take some additional examinations which are necessary for getting into university or college. Some parents in Britain choose private schools for their children. They are quite expensive, but provide a better education and good job opportunities. In Britain, compulsory school begins at the age of 5. But before that age, pupils can go to a nursery school, also called play school. School is required until the age of 16. In primary school, pupils learn to read and write, as well as the basics of arithmetic. In the higher classes of the middle school, children learn geography, history, religion, and in some schools, a foreign language. Then, young adults go to secondary school. When pupils are 16 years old, they may take an exam in various subjects in order to get a general certificate of secondary education. After that, pupils can either leave school and start working or continue their studies in the same school as before. If they continue when they are 18, they have to take some additional examinations which are necessary for getting into university or college. Some parents in Britain choose private schools for their children. They are quite expensive, but provide a better education and good job opportunities.
Text 5. The history of Tbilisi covers 1,500 years from the date of foundation to the present time. The story of the capital of Georgia is a mixture of myths and facts. According to a famous legend, back in the year 458 AD, King Vakhtang Gorgasali was hunting in the woods on the banks of the Mtkvari River when he wounded a pheasant. The bird flew into the hot spring water and was immediately cured. The king was amazed with this and decided to build a city in this place. This is how Tbilisi, which means warm, was started. However, this is just a beautiful legend, and the real story is more prosaic. The first chronicle of Tbilisi as a fortress over the river dates back to the 4th century AD. At that time, there was already a Persian fortress that was named later Narikala, and the capital of the Georgian kings was in Mtskheta, near Tbilisi. In the 5th century, King Vakhtang overtook the Persian fortress. After the construction, the capital was moved there. Recently, archaeological findings indicate that the territory of present-day Tbilisi was populated as early as the 4th millennium BC. The history of Tbilisi covers 1,500 years from the date of foundation to the present time. The story of the capital of Georgia is a mixture of myths and facts. According to a famous legend, back in the year 458 AD, King Vakhtang Gorgasali was hunting in the woods on the banks of the Mtkvari River when he wounded a pheasant. The bird flew into the hot spring water and was immediately cured. The king was amazed with this and decided to build a city in this place. This is how Tbilisi, which means warm, was started. However, this is just a beautiful legend, and the real story is more prosaic. The first chronicle of Tbilisi as a fortress over the river dates back to the 4th century AD. At that time, there was already a Persian fortress that was named later Narikala, and the capital of the Georgian kings was in Mtskheta, near Tbilisi. In the 5th century, King Vakhtang overtook the Persian fortress. After the construction, the capital was moved there. Recently, archaeological findings indicate that the territory of present-day Tbilisi was populated as early as the 4th millennium BC.
This is the end of the listening section.
Mosmenis davaleba dasrulebulia.